many of the religious teachings in the past have separated you and others from the belief in knowing that you are just as connected to the divine source from within. You, and each and every one of you, are connected to the divine source and all that is and all that is potentially existent, the possibility for each and every one of you exists from your own connection to your divine source. There is no one that is better than you, that knows more than you, or can provide that to you, as that is something you can access and connect to directly from within your own soul. You aren't better than another, and no one is better than you. No one can tell you what's right for you any more than you can do on your own, because all you have to do is ask, and the answers will unfold from within you when you trust in your connection to the divine source, which you carry with you day in and day out through the very breath in each and every moment of your existence. It's your memories of teachings from others who have given you the impression that they are more knowledgeable than you, or that you need them to instruct you or guide you, or that you need some ritual to make yourself worthy. You have lifetimes that have contributed to your undoing because you have been told you are less than, or caused your separation from, the divine inner connection that you came into the world with, you have always had, but didn't know where to find or how to connect to, because others have instructed you otherwise. Others have caused your separation. So you today can let go of everything that has told you, all memories of being told that you are less than, or that you need others to connect, that you are not as good as them or others, or that unless you do X, Y, or Z, you lack worth or effectiveness or appropriateness. All that is garbage. Anyone that has ever told you that you are less than anyone else because of any reason whatsoever, you have been told a lie. And it's those lies that we need to clear about today. Those lies that you've been told and you bought into are the things that are holding you back to knowing how worthy you are. You are a magnificent being, a creation of divine purpose, and you can fulfill that purpose by owning the magnificence that you are at your essence, the Creator within. That Creator lies within you and is as strong and powerful within you and can operate through you as well as anyone else. It is those people who have tried to control and manipulate out of their own lack and fear that they aren't enough if given equal power to all that exist. So each and every one has the same ability to connect, has the same worth as all, And it is the belief that there is separation, that there is one that knows more than another, and that is the illusion. You have within you the power to be, do, and have all that is appropriate for you at this time. No one need give you an answer, a solution, a handout, anything. It all lies within you. No one can make you feel better than you already are. How can anyone in existence endorse you or tell you you are fine? It's like saying, okay, God, you're okay today. You did a good job today, so you're okay, God. God is always fine, no matter what anybody says, thinks, feels. It is. God is. God is all there is. No matter what your opinion is, you can't improve God. And whatever negative idea that you may have about God cannot diminish God. God just is God. It is what it is. The same goes for you. You are God at your essence. You can't take that away from you. You can't enhance it. You can't make it any better. You can't improve upon it. You can't diminish it. It is what it is. Once you accept the divinity within yourself, you will never need approval from anyone else. As you know who you are, you will know who others are. If someone doesn't know who you are, it is that they don't know who they are. So no one's opinion of you matters, for they know not who they are if they diminish you in any manner. You are as great as God, and you are as infinite as God, and you are only blocked by your limiting beliefs of who you are in relationship to God. So there's nothing you can get, there's nothing you can improve, there's nothing. Just accept who you are. You are fine, everything is fine. That's it. You are looking for something to fix, and there's nothing to fix about you. All you have to do is let go of the garbage that you've been instructed in for eons of time that have separated you from knowing how wonderful you are as is. So you can't improve anything. You just have to know who you are and accept it. You are a bright light in the world, and others have diminished that by the bogus information they have tried to teach you in order to control you and have power over you. No one has power over you unless you allow it. No one has a better in than you do. And you are all that you need, and all that you need will be provided for you as soon as you accept the divinity within is who you are at essence. You can't change energy at essence. It is what it is. What made you and what you are made of is all there is. There is nothing you can do to make yourself better, smarter, cuter, brighter, anything. You are an infinite being in the world that has access to all there is. And once you accept that and let go of all of those negative memories of the limiting beliefs that they have imparted on you, it will be easier for you to just accept your own light and brilliance. You don't have to change anything. You just have to let go of the garbage. And that is all.